Jess. I'm back here. Back in this quiet street with its beautiful buildings. That familiar feeling settles over me. The rest of the city, the world, seems so far away. I think of Theo's words. You strike me as the kind of person who could be a little reckless. It made me angry when he said it, but he was right. I know there is a part of me that is drawn to danger, even seeks it out. Maybe it's madness. Maybe if Theo hadn't just been arrested, I'd have gone back to his like he said I should, crashed on his sofa. Maybe not. But as it stands, I don't have anywhere else to go. I know I can't go to the police. I also know that if I want to find out what happened to Ben, this place is the only option. The building holds the key. I'm sure of it. I won't find any answers running away. I had a gut feeling that day with Mum, too. She was acting weirdly that morning. Wistful. Not herself. Her smile dreamy, like she was already somewhere else. Something told me I shouldn't go to school. Fake a sick note, like I had before. But she wasn't sad or frightened. Just a little checked out. And it was sports day. And once upon a time, I was good at sport. And it was summer. And I didn't want to be around Mum when she was like that. So I went to school. And completely forgot Mum even existed for a few hours. But anything existed, except my friends, and the three-legged race, and the sack race, and all that stupid stuff. When I got home at 3:50, I knew. Before I even got to the bedroom, before I even unpicked that lock and opened that door, I think maybe she'd changed her mind. Remembered she had kids who needed her more than she needed to leave. Because she wasn't lying peacefully on the bed. She was lying like a snapshot of someone doing a front crawl, frozen in the act of swimming towards the door. I'll never ignore a gut feeling again. If they've done something to Ben, I know I've got the best chance of finding it out. Not the police in their pay. No one but me. I've got nothing to lose, really. If anything, I feel a kind of pull towards this place now. To crawl, as Theo put it, back into the belly of the beast. I'd thought it sounded melodramatic when he said it. But when I stand at the gate and look up at it, it feels right. Like this place, this building, is some huge creature ready to swallow me whole. There's no sign of anyone about when I enter the apartment building, not even the concierge. All the lights are off in the apartments up above. It seems as deathly quiet as it did the night I arrived. It's late. I suppose. I tell myself it must just be my imagination that lends the silence a heavy quality, like the building has been waiting for me. I move towards the stairwell. Strange. Something draws my eye to the dim light. A large, untidy pile of clothes at the bottom of the stairs, strewn across the carpet. What on earth is that doing there? I reach for the light switch. The lights stutter on. I look back at the pile of old clothes. My stomach clenches. I still can't see what it is, but in an instant I know. I just know. Whatever is there at the bottom of the stairs is something bad. Something I don't want to see. I move towards it as though I'm pushing through water, resisting, and yet knowing I have to go and look. As I get closer, I can make it out more clearly. There's a solid shape visible inside the softness of the material. Oh my God. I'm not sure if I whisper this out loud, or if it's only in my head. I can see now with horrible clarity that the shape is a person. Lying face down, spread-eagled on the flagstones. Not moving. Definitely not moving. Not again. I've been here before. The body in front of me so horribly still. Oh my God. Oh my God. I can see little spots dancing in front of my eyes. Breathe, Jess. Just breathe. Every part of me wants to scream, to run in the opposite direction. I force myself to crouch down. There's a chance she could still be alive. I bend down, put out a hand, touch the shoulder. I can feel bile rising in my throat, gagging me. I swallow hard. I roll the concierge over. Her body moves as though it really is just a loose collection of old clothes. Too fluid. Too senseless. A couple of hours ago, she was warning me to be careful. She was frightened. Now she's... I put a couple of fingers to her neck. Sure, there'll be nothing. But I think I feel something. Is that... Yes. Beneath my fingertips. A stuttering. A pulse. Faint but definite. She is still alive. But only just. I look up at the dark stairwell. Towards the apartments. I know this wasn't an accident. I know one of them did this.